This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Protests against Donald Trump and his administration are taking place across Colorado this afternoon, from Grand Junction to the state capitol in Denver, even near the Estes Park entrance to Rocky Mountain National Park. According to NPR, the protests are being organized mainly online, with the goal of 50 protests in 50 states. CPR reporters were at some of the events and will have reports later this afternoon and online at cpr.org. A group of Democrats in the Colorado legislature are working on a bill that would shield immigrants from the Trump administration's deportation efforts, but their options are limited. University of Colorado Boulder immigration law professor Deep Gulasekram says one thing states can do is limit local cooperation and data sharing with federal immigration authorities.
States and localities are free to not share certain types of information with the federal government if it does not want to.
Another option would be to use state funds to create social services that support immigrants, but Gulasekram says state-level immigrant benefits like these have a good chance of facing legal challenges from the Trump administration. Some members of Congress are asking assurances that the federal government will hire seasonal wildland firefighters and unfreeze funding for wildfire mitigation. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse has written to the heads of the Interior and Agriculture Departments asking that firefighters be exempted from the federal hiring freeze. He also is pushing for full staffing at national parks ahead of the busy summer. I-70 in the mountains is seeing heavy traffic and numerous closures. CoTrip.org for the latest data. This is CPR News.